I'm a fan of watching movies alone. Like, I honestly don't mind going to the cinemas by myself and my popcorn on one hand and then a soft drink on the other. Like, that's my must-haves kapag nanonood ako ng movie. But of course, this is during the pre-pandemic times. We all know that now we are not allowed to go to the cinemas yet and we're not allowed to go outside that much. So, ito yung panahon ng pre-pandemic. And I can honestly say that I've seen a lot of movies alone, but I remember watching Harry Potter and The Order of the Phoenix by myself. And it's very memorable because naalala ko sa pinakaharap talaga ako umupo. Tapos yung screen sobrang lapit sa mata ko. Like, it was an experience. And of course, knowing Harry Potter movies, they are very immersive. And of course, the visuals are very stimulating. Like, sobrang ma-immerse ka talaga sa world of, wizarding world of Harry Potter. And naalala ko bilang sa pinakaharap nga ako, nakatingala pa ako, ganyan. Like, there's a bit of a struggle, pero sobrang na-enjoy ko yung experience na yun. Lights, camera, action. Hi, this is All the Love X-Chan.
All the Love X-Chan.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of All the Love X-Chan. Today is a Wednesday and you know what that means. This is an All the Love X-Chan day. Hi, I'm X-Chan and this is the program where we talk about anything fun under the scorching sun. That's right, this is the second episode. And last week sa ating pagbabalik or yung ating episode 1, we talked about second chances and the return of this podcast. And I admit, no, medyo naging madrama yung episode 1 natin. Parang ang dami ko atang naipon na emosyon. Wow! Tsaka, pwede ko rin sabihin na medyo ano, no, mabigat nga yung topic ng second chances because that can be applied to a lot of things. Pero, I think maraming nakarelate sa topic natin na second chances because minsan, maa-apply mo talaga siya in terms of love. And I hope you guys have given enough second chances in your life. Wow! Di ba pala tapos makipag-usap about episode 1. And for today, we have a new episode ahead of you. This is Movie Habits and Living Real Lives. And that's real with R-E-E-L. Wow, witty yan. But before anything else, let's talk about the number one thing sa aking ex-love list. Alam mo, dapat palitan ko na siguro yung pangalan ng segment na to. Hindi na siya list eh, kasi pa isa-isa na lang. And ang aking pag-uusapan para sa ex-love list, palitan ko, ay ang Hell's Kitchen. So, I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with the show. Of course, this is hosted by Chef Gordon Ramsay. And he was also the main judge of the show. And recently, Netflix Philippines uploaded 2 seasons of Hell's Kitchen. They have season 17 and season 18 right now on Netflix. And you guys can watch it there. Honestly, part to ng ex-love list ko because I finished a season in 2 days. I remember my first night, tuloy-tuloy kong pinanood yung first six episodes, and I really couldn't stop. Like, naalala ko lang before, pinapanood ko siya sa bahay ng pinsan ko, ganyan, or sa bahay ng mga tita ko. And then, of course, hindi ko naman napapanood ng buo, yung buong season. Like, kung ano lang yung maabutan ko, yun lang yung papanoodin ko, ganyan. But this is the first time that I was actually able to finish one full season. And season 17 was actually their all-stars season. And this season initially aired last 2018. And I'm not gonna say much kung sino man yung nanalo or something, but I can tell you that one of my favorites won. Yun lang. I really love this show because it's super intense. We're all familiar with how Chef Gordon Ramsay is inside his kitchen, and sobrang meticulous niya. Meron talaga siyang high standards when it comes to food. And I truly respect and appreciate that. Tapos yung pagkakagawa pa nung series or nung show, the way they edit the scenes and the way they tie it all together, it all makes sense. Like they are able to create plots and character relations. Like, of course, when you're creating a reality show, you still have to find your characters na ifo-focus mo in order to tell a captivating story. And I feel like Hell's Kitchen has mastered that. And syempre, yung mga challenges na ginagawa nila sa Hell's Kitchen, like yung dinner service, of course, that's a classic challenge na sobrang lahat ng cooks or ng chefs, they are frantic, they are moving around, jumping around, nakaka-enjoy lang panoorin, and it will really catch your attention na hindi mo mamamalayan, naka 6 episodes ka na bala, tuloy-tuloy. And if I'm gonna give this the All the Love Action rating, I'm gonna give this show a solid 4 out of 5 stars. Although I have seen one full season pa lang, I feel like the show has so much to grow. And marami pang ibang exciting food challenges yung pwede gawin ng chefs sa show. If you guys also love this show, let me know at All the Love Action on Twitter and Instagram. And speaking of our official social media accounts, syempre dyan yung mahanap ang ating question of the week. Para sa langgong ito, ang tinanong ko sa inyo ay, what is your favorite movie of all time and why? I'm super excited to read your answers later para sa ating question of the week. But for now, let's take a quick break and I'm gonna see you on the flip side. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveAction on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at alltheloveaction@gmail.com. All the Love Action releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. You are still tuned in to All the Love Action. We have now reached the main segment of our program, and of course, our episode for today is titled Movie Habits and Living Real Lives. Grabe, kailangan talaga may emphasis, no? Tuwing sasabihin ko yung real, R-E-E-L. And I know that we have discussed or talked about music, TV, K-pop, traveling, modern dating sa show na to, but I feel like we're missing something, and that's movies. And I'm not gonna say that I'm a big cinephile or yung sobrang mahal na mahal yung motion picture or sobrang interested sa theory of films, ganyan, but I can surely say that I have seen a wide array of movies, movie genres, and mostly sa mga pinunod ko talaga, kung bibilangin ko yung lahat, ang pinakamadami doon ay yung rom-coms or romantic comedies, and then comedy, drama, fantasy, horror. Actually, horror not so much. Parang hindi ko kaya manood ng horror na mag-isa. Meron ding mystery, merong thriller, konting action, like yung mga Mission Impossible. Yan, pinapanood ko yan. And back in college, I actually took a class in film, and it's called Film 100, Introduction to Film. And I remember back then, we watched movie classics, like kung sa Filipino movies tayo, it's Manila sa mga Kuko ng Liwanag. And kung sa English films naman, merong The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. And sa class na yon, sobrang mas na-establish yung love ko for the motion picture, yung love ko for movies. Because I was able to understand the development in the industry. Like, I think we're all aware that it started with black and white, and then nagkaroon na rin ng insertion of different elements, like using visual effects, meron na rin mga, para sa mga action movies, meron na rin mga stunt doubles, meron na rin yung mga set creations na really depicts or mimics real life. And I was able to appreciate the growth of this industry and how it was able to adapt to different eras. Like, dati sobrang uso yung mga movies na nag-start as silent films. Like, wala pang dialogue and nag-start lang talaga siya sa pag-mime. Ganyan, I think we're familiar with that genre. And of course, we're familiar to what movies are now today na sobrang detailed lahat. From the music, to the acting, to the sound design, to the set design, it all comes together in the beauty of creating motion pictures or creating films. And since we're talking about movies today, ito yung gusto kong pag-usapan para sa episode natin today, since it's already December 23 and Christmas is just around the corner here in the Philippines. Before the pandemic, December or during this time, it's a prime time for the local movie industry because this is also the time for the Metro Manila Film Festival, where 8 or 9 films showcase what the Filipino movie industry is all about. But I think this year, if I'm not mistaken, it's gonna be a little different. It's gonna happen online. Of course, you have to consider the safety and security health measures. So that's it for the MMFF this year. And I really want to do this episode because I want to share my favorite movies of all time with you guys. Since yun ang ating question of the week, mauna na ako. And I actually listed down 4. And ito mga movies na to, ito yung medyo in the past decade ni release. Well, actually may isa dito na nasa previous decade. Dalawa na nasa previous decade, but yeah, I'm gonna discuss them later. Let's start off with my best film of all time for me, and that is The Perks of Being a Wallflower. If you guys are familiar, of course, this is based on the book by Stephen Chbosky, and it stars Logan Lerman, who plays Charlie, Emma Watson, who plays Sam, and Ezra Miller, who plays Patrick. This movie was released in 2012, and I remember watching this in the cinemas. And paglabas ko, sobrang hindi ko alam kung anong sasabihin ko or kung anong i-react ko because it was so impactful. To me, the movie was able to capture the essence of the book. To me, this is one of the best films of all time because it's one of the closest book to movie adaptations talaga. Alam ko na it's not that easy to translate books to movies, pero itong film na to, it was able to pick all the important scenes from the book and ipakita yung living version, for the lack of a better term, sa film na The Perks of Being a Wallflower. And I love this film, but initially I really love the book muna because I was able to relate to Charlie's story, being an introvert and being shy in new places, having that mindset na wag muna kumuha ng attention sa crowds or sa mga new places or sa mga new people na nami-meet mo. And if you've read the book and if you've seen the film, we all know why Charlie has that mindset. And it's been like more or less 8 years since the film was released, and to me this is still the best film of all time. This is my most favorite film of all time. Second on my list is actually ito yung dati kong first favorite. Ngayon nababa na siya to number 2, but still it's a part of my favorite films of all time list. Ay ang Don John, and it stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who plays John, Scarlett Johansson as Barbara, Julian Moore as Esther, and Brie Larson as Monica. If I remember correctly, this is the first film I actually saw Brie Larson in a major role. Yeah, kapag napanood niyo yung movie, you're gonna understand her role talaga sa film. And this was released in 2013, and this is also JGL's very first directorial role. Siya ang nag-direct ng Don John. And I love this film because it has certain elements na sobrang remarkable. And since this is JGL's directorial debut, meron siyang mga inintroduce na elements na I have not seen before. I remember back in college, we were used to write movie reviews or papers or final papers about critiquing films or movies. And nung napanood ko tong movie nito, parang gusto ko bigla magsulat ng isang movie review because it inspired that drive talaga inside me to critic the film and to discuss the certain elements na inintroduce ng movie. It's really nice. It's a whole experience. At first look, you're gonna recognize the movie as comedy or dramedy, if you may say, drama plus mix of comedy. But I think it's more than that. With the acting of Julianne Moore, Scarlett Johansson, JGL, and Brie Larson, sobrang na-elevate yung movie. And yung plot mismo, it really is nice contrast. Like, you have a guy that is addicted to watching adult movies and siya yung nahihirapan maghanap ng true love because addicted nga siya sa panonood ng adult movies. And then when he finds this person na pasok sa lahat ng standards na gusto niya, biglang wala na siyang ma-feel. Wow. Okay, dun na lang muna yung sasabihin ko. Personally, I would recommend na panoorin nyo tong Don John. Tapos pag-usapan natin kung anong thoughts nyo sa movie na to. Third on my list is Changeling. And this movie stars Angelina Jolie, who plays Christine. And this was a 2008 film. And naalala ko, pinanood ko to dati nung high school pa ako. Pinanood sa akin nung friend ko na, eto maganda tong movie na to, ganyan-ganyan. And I wasn't expecting anything, like I wasn't familiar with the plot or the synopsis even of the movie. Pinanood ko lang talaga siya as I see it. And then, like, nung natapos na yung movie, hindi ko alam din kung anong i-react ko because the story was so well told. And the acting of Angelina Jolie was really, really captivating. And yung story, okay, I think I can say this part. Yung story is about Angelina Jolie or Christine na nawala yung anak niya. And dun umikot yung story. It's a mystery, drama, thriller na mahanap ba ni Angelina Jolie yung anak niya sa movie? And yun lang din yung gusto ko sabihin. But the elements that I liked in the show is one, yung storytelling. Sobrang ganda. Because I think the key with mystery films or thriller films is creating that suspense feeling sa audience or sa mga nanonood. And I think it's one of the hardest feelings or emotions to make your audience feel. Sige, it's easy to make them laugh or to make them cry, but yung feeling of eto rin abangan mo or etong susunod na eksena hindi mo yung na-expect, this will totally throw you off. Yung mga ganong feeling, yun yung mga mahirap ipa-experience sa iyong audience or sa mga taong nanonood ng film mo. And I think this movie was able to capture that perfectly. I just checked now on Netflix and it's there. It's 2 hours, 21 minutes, Changeling, just search for it. It's gonna show up and I really suggest you guys should watch this ASAP. Last but definitely not the least, ang part ng aking favorite films of all time list ay ang Mean Girls. This movie started a lot of trends and pop culture concepts in the pop culture industry, in both TV and movie industries. And surprisingly, this movie was released in 2004. So it's been 16 years since the film was released. Wow, best in math. And I think this movie launched the careers of its main cast. Lindsay Lohan played Katie, Rachel McAdams played Regina George, Amanda Seyfried played Karen Smith, and Lacey Chabert played Gretchen Wieners. And after this movie, these actresses really flourished as respected artists in the industry. And if there's one thing that I really love about this film is its classic comedy, with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler managing this movie. I mean, there's no doubt that they were able to deliver a comedy that makes different generations laugh. That is what I can say about this movie. Like, yung jokes niya, hindi siya limited to a specific audience lang. Like, everyone can relate to that story na merong group of mean girls sa high school, and then meron isang girl na magde-defy doon sa group of mean girls na yon na I'm not like them, blah blah blah. And I don't wanna spoil it, like, I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys have seen this movie, pero sa mga hindi pa, hindi ko na i-explain yung ending. Basta ganun yung story. Katie or Lindsay Lohan was a new girl in this school na ang group of mean girls nga ay sila Regina George, Karen Smith, and Gretchen Wieners. And yeah, I only included 4 sa aking favorite films of all time, but I would like to give a quick recap lang doon sa mga movies na I think should also be considered as one of the greatest. And ang nandito sa list ko ng notable movies ay La La Land. So this starred Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. It's a musical and it has been nominated for the Oscars. And yung next naman ay yung Before Trilogy, which is consisted of Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and Before Midnight. And this trilogy stars Julie Delpy and Ethan Hawke. I think Before Trilogy has the simplest storytelling, pero sobrang effective. And I think it's because of the script and the actors. Yun talaga yun. Like, they were able to really personify the characters that they were given to them. Like, they were able to portray Celine and Jesse na parang sila talaga yon. So after giving you guys a rundown of my favorite films of all time, I have said 4 and 2 other notable movies. What do I look for nga ba sa mga movies na nagugustuhan ko? Like, bago ako manood ng isang movie, ano yung mga kinoconsider kong bagay? And I hope you guys can find inspiration sa mga sasabihin ko. Like, kung ano yung mga hinahanap ko sa isang movie. And for me, for it to be a great movie, ano nga ba yung mga factors that I actually consider? Unang-una sa lahat ay yung genre. So kapag namimili ako ng movie, it's important for me to know the genre and if it's in line with what I like. Katulad ng sinabi ko kanina, I like watching rom-coms, drama, comedy, thriller, a little bit of horror, mystery, ganyan. And kapag naghahanap ako ng movies to watch, ang go-to ko talaga, romantic comedies, because ang bilis niya makalift ng mood mo eh. If you're feeling down and if you're feeling sad, maghanap ka lang ng romantic comedy na movie and your mood is instantly gonna change. And kung may mga time naman na gusto ko maging explorative sa taste ko sa films or sa movies, I'm gonna explore other genres like experimental or mystery, thriller, yung mga mind-boggling, open-ended na mga movies. Next naman sa aking what do I look for in a film ay yung plot. Of course, I read the synopsis of the movie and not the whole plot, of course, kasi ayaw ko ma-spoil. So yung synopsis lang muna, and if I can relate to the story or if I find it interesting, papanoorin ko. It's that simple. Next naman ay yung cast. So minsan, kunyari, I idolize an actor or an actress. Minsan titignan ko lahat ng movies na meron siya. For example, si Emma Stone. I really like her as an actress. So I think napanood ko na lahat ng movies niya. Except for Birdman. Yeah, but I have that on my list. I'm gonna watch that soon. Probably this holiday break, no? And ayun, casting for me is very important sa mga movies because they carry the roles or these characters, they bring them to life sa mga movies na to. And it's really about them personifying and embodying the habits, the quirks of these characters na sinulat ng ibang tao. And to me, the greatest actors of all time have that ability to transform themselves into these characters that they are playing, but also insert a little bit of themselves in these characters. Like kung mapapansin mo yung mga magagaling talagang actors and actresses, you remember the roles they portray. Ang gusto kong example talaga dito ay si Meryl Streep. We all know her, we all know her skills, we all know her talent, but people keep on watching her movies because she's able to personify the role, but at the same time, lumalabas yung Meryl Streep as a person sa mga movies na to. And I think that's what makes her great and a cut above the rest. Next thing that I look for is the reviews. Medyo nasa baba siya ng listahan ko because I don't immediately go to the reviews kapag may movie ako na gustong panoorin because this is very subjective eh. Like, yung taste ng isang reviewer sa movies or films can be entirely different from mine. And I feel like we all have the right to judge or see a movie by itself without being influenced by other people's reviews. But of course, mayroong mga reviews na sobrang telling, na kung lahat ng reviews ay negative, then maybe this movie isn't really that great. Or kung lahat naman maganda, then what is the hype about? Yun lang. Hindi ako masyado nag-go into details sa mga reviews kasi minsan meron din mga spoilers sa mga reviews na to. Ang tinitignan ko lang is the general view of the public or the reviewers kung maganda ba or hindi yung isang movie. And lastly, I will see a film or I will consider seeing a film when it is critically acclaimed. Of course, when you look for a movie and other information about this movie, if you see that they are nominated or being awarded by these award-giving bodies in the movie industry, you feel confident that this movie is actually good, it is worthy of your time, but it's not the end-all and be-all of being a great film. Syempre, napakadaming movies na nire-release year in and year out, and there are only a number of awards to be given, and it's kind of impossible to recognize every single film, have them nominated, and have them awarded sa mga award-giving bodies na to. So it's really up to you if you wanna consider the awards of a specific film or movie kung gagawin mo siyang major factor in watching it. And on that note, I think we can end the main segment of our program. I just told you my most favorite movies of all time. Those are Mean Girls, Changeling, Don John, and The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Yung mga runners-up ko naman ay La La Land and Before Trilogy. And the things that I look for when I'm watching a film or when I wanna see a film, yung genre, plot, cast, reviews, and critically acclaimed. If you have other questions or if you want to talk further about these films or the factors that I consider when watching a film, you can always reach out to me at All The Love XChan on Twitter and Instagram. Don't go anywhere, All The Love XChan will be right back. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChan@gmail.com. All The Love XChan releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Hello and welcome back to your favorite Wednesday habit. This is All The Love XChan. And nandito na tayo sa isa actually sa mga favorite yung segments ng ating program. And this is where I read your answers para sa ating question of the week na, What is your favorite movie of all time and why? And actually, we only have one answer from you guys. This is from Steph. Ang sabi niya, ang favorite movie niya of all time ay Barber's Tales dahil sobrang resounding daw ng message about different social issues. Plus, sobrang galing ng ensemble cast. Actually, I've seen this film before nung nasa UP pa ako back in college. And I've seen this sa UP Cine Adarna. And ang main cast dito ay si Eugene Domingo. And I remember na sobrang nagandahan din ako sa movie nito. And I agree with Steph's point na napakaganda nung stance ng movie sa different social issues. And yung characters din na pinortray ng different actors and actresses, they were able to give justice to these roles na sobrang lalim. These are not superficial characters. They are not one-dimensional. And actually, sobrang ganda nga ng Barber's Tales. And ayun, I agree with Steph. If you guys want to see a relevant movie that talks about societal issues, watch Barber's Tales. And that's it for our question of the week segment. And since this is very short, let's go now to the last part of our program. Let's segue, let's slide in. Para sa what do I love in this week's episode? And I actually have three things to share with you guys before we completely end the episode today. And these three things are all about movies, of course. First is, movies can heavily influence your emotions. That is true. If you wanna feel happy, watch a comedy film. If you wanna feel sad or feel a different mix of emotions, try to watch a drama or a dramedy, ganyan. And it's amazing actually how movies can do this. How in an hour and a half or 2 hours even, it can alter how you feel, it can alter how you see the world, diba? Minsan may mga ganun pang sinasabi yung ibang tao na this movie changed how I see my life and how I look at my surroundings and environment. Next naman sa aking what do I love in this week's episode ay yung movies, they have the power to start conversations and be catalysts. And I agree na merong mga movies na talagang babalik na at babalik-balikan mo because dun mo makikita na, ah, dito pala nagsimula yung ganitong type of conversation. And minsan, yung mismong paggawa ng movie na parang, ah, ginawa nila tong movie na to to say this or to feature a story of an underrepresented part of our society. So, diba, it already starts conversations and it becomes a reactionary measure for people to bounce back to. And lastly, movies are precise telling of an elaborate story. Katulad ng sinabi ko kanina, it's amazing how a movie in an hour and 30 minutes or 2 hours can tell a complete story. It can start, make the build up, reach the climax, and then the denouement. It's amazing, no, that these films have that power and the magic of motion picture. Feeling ko hindi mawawala yung ganong magic ng movies for a very long time. Like, people will still continue watching movies just because of this fact na they are able to absorb a precise telling of an elaborate story. That's all the time that we have today. Thank you so much for tuning in to the second episode of All the Love Extra titled Movie Habits and Living Real Lives. Before I completely close the show, I would like to give a quick shout out to @GabGMusic for All the Love Extra's official opening billboard and music bed. You can check out his other works on Spotify @GabGMusic. Next week, we're gonna talk about another interesting topic, and it's gonna be our last episode before the new year comes. So better stay tuned to our newest episode next Wednesday. But of course, on Monday, ang ating bagong-bagong question of the week. I'm gonna post that on our official social media accounts @AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure to tell me your thoughts and opinions about that question. But for now, this has been XChan. Stay safe, stay healthy. All the love, XChan. And Merry Christmas!